Kayo ay nakikinig ng mensahe mula sa ICS Church. Para sa karagdagang impormasyon, mag-online at bisitahin ang ics.church o ilike kami sa facebook.com/ICS Church.
Good morning everyone. Good morning Pastor Chad. Good morning ICS Church. Amen. Good morning to those who have may just dropped in and decided to watch. Praise God. Praise God. I'd like to thank the Lord for the opportunity to be here at makapag-share patungkol sa theme ng inyong church, Disciple Nations. Amen. Before we go on, let's bow our heads in prayer and let's commit this time unto the Lord. Amen. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your goodness, dear God. We thank you for technology that even though we may not be able to attend church physically, we can still come together via technology to worship you and to listen to your word. Lord, I pray, may your spirit work in our hearts wherever we may be, dear God, in the living room, maybe in the kitchen. Lord, nasaan man kami, I pray, may your spirit work in our hearts. Help us, Lord, to understand your heart for the nations. Lord, I pray, may your perfect, pleasing will be done. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. The title of the message this morning is, What Will It Take to Disciple Nations? I understand ang theme ng ICS this month is Disciple Nations. And oftentimes that refers to world missions. Another desire, the command, the mandate of God, you know, to reach every nation, every tongue, every tribe. This morning, I would like to focus on what will it take, you know, to do that. Now, if we reflect back, you know, in our own relationship with Jesus Christ, you know, we can really rejoice. We rejoice knowing that through Christ we have eternal life, knowing that through Christ we have hope, even in times of trials, disasters, even in times of challenges. We rejoice that in Christ we have a healer, we have a provider, we have a deliverer, and that's because of Jesus Christ. And this is good news. Ano, kapag naisip natin, ano, na hindi tayo nag-iisa, kahit na may mga pagsubok, kahit na may mga problema, ano, maari nating harapin. We can face these challenges. Why? Because we have Jesus Christ. And that's good news. Ano? In fact, if something happens to me today and my life is taken away, kahit mamatay ako ngayon, God forbid, huwag muna. But then, even in the face of death, ano, meron pa rin comfort. Why? Because I know that when I die, alam ko kung saan ako papunta. I know where I'm going. And that is in the presence of God. The Bible says, 1 John chapter 5, 11 and 12, He who has the Son has life. Kung nasa sa'yo ang anak at yun ay si Jesus, meron kang buhay. Pero sinabi din doon, He who does not have the Son, kung wala sa'yo si Jesus, does not have life. Walang buhay, ano? So, knowing that Christ is in my life, it brings joy. There's a comfort. There's an assurance that He has given me life, that He will never leave me nor forsake me. Amen. Pero yung mga nakaraan na linggo, if we notice, ano, if we remember the messages from Pastor Abe, Pastor Sam, and Pastor and Doc J, you know, makikita natin, ano, that if we look at the numbers, the world today has 7 billion people. At nababanggit nila in the past weeks, 42% of the 7 billion are still in spiritual darkness. In other words, they are considered as unreached. Hindi pa nila kilala kung sino si Jesus Christ. Out of the 7 billion, if we break it down into people groups or tribes, that's around 17,000 people groups or tribes. And out of the 17,000 plus na people groups, 7,400 plus are considered unreached. So ang laki, no? Ang laki ng mga numbers, no? Considering the number of people that do not know Jesus Christ. yung 7,400 people groups na yon, that's equivalent to over 3 billion people that are in need of the gospel. So very clear, no, na meron tayong responsibility to proclaim the good news to the nations. We have a responsibility to go to these nations to teach them who Jesus Christ is, so that sila din, they can obey Christ and they can experience eternal life. Now, to put it in perspective, ano, because oftentimes, nandoon yung idea, the thought that the Philippines is also in need. There are many places pa rin that still need to hear the gospel. There are many places pa rin that, that don't have a church, you know. If we go to joshuaproject.net, joshuaproject.net, ito din nababanggit ng mga past speakers, it gives us an idea of how many unreached people groups are there for each country. Now, in the Philippines, we have around 200 people groups. So that's around 200 tribes in the Philippines. And out of the 200, Joshua Project would say 30 are considered unreached. That's in the Philippines. And 30 are considered unreached. But if you talk to mission leaders today, if you get in touch with other mission leaders from other organizations in the Philippines, they would say that the 30 has now dropped to 15 na lang, 1-5. So that's really good news, ano? And another thing is that these 15 tribes na to, they are now currently being engaged. Meaning to say, meron ng mga pastors, meron ng mga workers that are entering these tribes, and they are now sharing the love of God. They are now sharing the love of Jesus Christ. And we thank God for the reports. There are reports that the Lord is truly moving among these tribes, and people are now surrendering their hearts to the Lord. So praise God sa nangyayari sa Pilipinas. So kahit nasabi natin na may mga pangangailangan, yes, it's true, but God is also using His people in the country to take His love, to take the gospel to these people sa mga tribes na to. Now, if we compare the Philippines with other countries, we can see that grabe talaga, there's really a huge need outside the Philippines. Now, to give you an example, India. India is considered the country with the most number of unreached people groups. India right now has around 2,000, let me read, India has 2,717 unreached people groups. Grabe, no? 2,717 unreached people groups. That's, if you go into actual numbers of people, that's almost a billion. I think it's over 1 billion people that still don't know who Jesus Christ is. Ang kasunod nun is Pakistan. Pakistan has 512 unreached people groups. China has 443 unreached people groups. Bangladesh has 331 unreached people groups. Nepal has 285 unreached people groups. And Indonesia has 236 unreached people groups. Can you imagine that? Compare mo sa Philippines that only has 15 unreached people groups. You might say na, ay, praise God, meron naman si Doc J sa Indonesia. Okay na yon. Actually, it's not okay. If you talk to Doc J, you know, oftentimes he would say, kailangan pa ng mas maraming mga workers that can come and share the love of God and share the love of Jesus Christ. And if you go to India, imagine, we still don't have a worker in India. In the Assemblies of God, wala pa tayong missionary to India. Praise God, we are going to send a worker to Pakistan next year. Isa ka isa-isa. We would love to send more. If there are some of you who may be touched by the Lord to respond, contact us. In China, 443 unreached people groups. We only have 2 workers. One is in the Philippines, na-stranded siya dito because of COVID. One is serving in Hong Kong, but Hong Kong is under China. So we do have a few. We need more. And then Bangladesh, we don't have any worker in Bangladesh. Nepal, we don't have any worker in Nepal. So you can see that there is still so much that needs to be done. Someone has to go. Someone has to respond and go. No, in fact, if you ask me, I would like to go. I would like to go. But then with the responsibility that we have to mobilize and to train and equip, but we are praying. We are praying that God would raise up more workers. God would send out more workers from our Assemblies of God churches. Now, what will it take? What will it take for us to pray? What will it take for us to give? What will it take for us to actually go? I know in our own lives, if you're going to ask me, you know, Fidel, no, what made you go? What made you go? I'm going to share three principles that I believe helped me, help our own family to go. And I pray to God that these principles would also encourage you and help you to finally make that step of faith. No? Finally make that step of faith. Number one principle that would motivate, that would help us make that step of faith is having a vision of God's heart for the nations. We've got to have a vision that this agenda of reaching the nations, this is not a human agenda. This is not an agenda of the General Council of the Philippines, of PGCAG, you know. This is not just the agenda of your church. We thank God for your church. We thank God for churches that are pushing missions. But then for us, we have to realize that this is not just the vision of a man or a department or a movement, but this is a vision from God. This is actually of God. In Proverbs 29, verse 18, sabi dito, where there is no vision, the people perish. Where there is no vision, the people perish. Ibig sabihin, kung wala tayong vision, then it's impossible for us to participate. If we don't understand the will of God, then it's impossible for us to really make a step of faith and to say, I will go, to say that I will give. So one thing that we need to establish is knowing in our hearts that missions is actually of God. Now, if we study the word vision, where there is no vision, the vision here actually means a divine revelation from God. Meaning to say, it is God revealing His purpose. It is God revealing His plan to His people. And God can do that via a messenger, via a prophet, maybe through a dream, maybe through a vision. But the main focus here is God revealing His purpose, God revealing His will, God revealing His plan. Okay? And so this is the one thing that we need to really understand. What is God's purpose and plan for us today? What is God's purpose for the church today? Of course, we have worship. Of course, we have prayer. Of course, we have church planting and discipleship. But in the past 3 weeks, very clear in presentation among speakers that if there's one thing that the Lord desires to accomplish even before He comes back, it is what? The proclamation of the gospel to every nation. Jesus did make it clear, go and make disciples of all nations. There has to be a vision. There has to be an understanding that this is the will of God. This is not just Pastor Chad encouraging you to be a part of missions. It's not just about the missions department encouraging you to be a part of missions. It's not just about being Assemblies of God, but this is about the heart of God. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 16 and 17, sabi ni Paul dito, making the best use of the time. Paul was admonishing the believers. Paul was telling the believers that, hey, make the best use of the time. Why? Because the days are evil. The days are evil. So we've got to make most of our time. And then in verse 17, it says here, how do we make most of our time? Verse 17, therefore do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Paul was saying that if you want to make most of your time, then understand what is the will of God in your life. What is the will of God in your church? What is it that God wants you to accomplish? Lalo na, the days are evil, ano? Now, if we look into the life of Jesus Christ, Jesus made it clear. Jesus made it clear what is the heart of God. Jesus made it clear what is the purpose of God. You remember the time when Jesus was talking with Nicodemus. You must have John chapter 3. Nicodemus came to Jesus at night, and then at the start of their conversation, ano kanilang napag-usapan? Do you remember the topic that they talked about during the first part of their conversation? It was about being born again. It is about being born, not just the flesh, but being born in the spirit so that a person can enter the kingdom of God. We need to be born of the spirit. And so Jesus was talking to Nicodemus about God's purpose and plan for man, that if man wants to enter the kingdom of God, he has to be born again. His spirit has to be made alive, and that is through Jesus Christ. But then Jesus did not stop there. Jesus went on to reveal other things. Jesus went on to explain to Nicodemus other truths, other divine revelations from God. And one of that is in John chapter 3, verse 16. As the conversation went on during the night, Jesus then tells Nicodemus, "For God so loved the world, not only Israel, not only the Jewish nation, but the Lord had to reveal to Nicodemus that the heart of Jehovah God was for the whole world. For God so loved the world, every nation, every tongue, every tribe, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life." This was another vision. In other words, this was another revelation that Jesus was giving to Nicodemus, that the heart of God was for every nation, not just for the Israelites, not just for Israel, no? And then later on, as we look into the ministry of Jesus, Jesus did not only tell Nicodemus that God's heart is for the nations, but then if you look into the ministry of Jesus, Jesus demonstrates that. You can find it in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, how Jesus ministered not only to the Jews, but Jesus ministered even to the Gentiles. Now, the thing is this, the Jews didn't like hanging out with the Gentiles. The Jews didn't like being with the Gentiles. They would even consider the Gentiles as dogs, no? Ayon nila makisama sa mga Gentiles, no? Ang tingin nila sa mga Gentiles ay dogs, no? Mababa talaga ang tingin nila sa mga Gentiles. But then you will notice in Jesus, no? Wala yun. Kay Jesus, he ministered to these people. Even though in the eyes of the Jewish people, discriminated sila, si Jesus, he took time to reach out to these nations, to the Samaritans, to the Roman centurion, to the Canaanite woman, and to the Greeks. Makikita natin na Jesus did not avoid them. Instead, Jesus ministered to them. Jesus was demonstrating to them that the heart of God, that the love of God was for anyone who places their faith in God. Amen. Amen. This is the vision that we need to understand, that it is not only for the Filipino people, that the love of God is not only for us, but it is also for other nations that are so much in need of the gospel. And again, we can do more research in joshuaproject.net, the nations that are so much in need, India, Pakistan, China, Bangladesh, Nepal, Indonesia. Someone has to go to these places. Why? Because God also desires them to experience salvation. Amen. Amen. Just to add, you know, in Revelation chapter 7, what was the vision that God gave John? If we look at Revelation chapter 7, verse 9, when God took John, you know, and brought him into the very presence of God, what was the vision? What was the picture that the Lord gave John? It was a worship service showing to John, this is the heart of God. This is the will of God. That when people worship him, people will come from every tongue, every tribe, every nation. Yun ang desire ng Panginoon. That's the heart of God. That's the plan of God. And that is the vision that's the vision we should have as well. Amen. Number two is that we need to realize, in addition to the vision of God's heart for the nations is we need to understand His Lordship, submission to His Lordship. You see, when I give my life to the Lord, I acknowledge Him not only as Savior, but I acknowledge Him as Lord. When I surrender my life to Jesus, then one thing that I need to really understand is His Lordship. Mula nung binigay kong aking buhay sa Panginoon, kailangan maintindihan ko yung concept na Lordship, yung pagiging Panginoon. And this is very, very important. Maging sa salvation pa lang. Sa salvation pa lang, dapat maintindihan na natin ito. Romans chapter 6, verse 23. What does it say there? It says, for the wages of sin is death. Ang kabayaran ng kasalanan ay kamatayan. Because of my sin, I will experience death. And this is what? Referring to second death. This refers actually to the lake of fire, no? But then, what does the verse say? But the free gift of God, ang libreng kaloob ng Diyos, ano, is eternal life. Buhay na walang hanggan in Christ Jesus, our Lord. It says here, in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Acknowledging Jesus as Lord. Napakahalaga yun, kapatid. It is very important that when we get in touch or we connect with Jesus, we have to recognize Him as Lord of our lives. In fact, in Romans chapter 10, verse 9, anong sinabi ni Paul sa Romans 10, verse 9? Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, again, ano, the focus is being Lord of your life. Na kailangan si Jesus, siya ang Lord. And if you believe in our heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. So what's the focus here? Acknowledging Jesus as, not as shepherd, not as savior, not as, not as the bread of life, but then acknowledging Him as Lord. You see? Very important yun na maintindihan natin yung Lordship ni Jesus. Now, what about Lordship? Ano ngayon? How can we understand the Lordship of Jesus Christ? Well, Jesus Himself, no? Jesus Himself, ano, said in Luke chapter 6, 46. Let's hear from Jesus. What does it mean acknowledging Him as Lord? In Luke chapter 6, verse 46, ano, Jesus says, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do what I tell you? You see, here's Jesus Himself, you know, explaining the concept of Lordship. That if we truly acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord, then we will follow His will. Jesus said, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do what I tell you? Meaning to say, if we call Jesus our Lord, but we refuse to follow His will, does that make sense? Okay ba yun? Now we would say, Jesus, you're my Lord, pero ayaw naman natin sumunod sa Kanyang kalooban. Will that make sense? No, that will not make any sense. In fact, anong sinabi ni Lord Jesus in Matthew 7, verse 21? Matthew 7, 21, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Hindi lahat na nagsasabi ng Lord, Lord, ay makakapasok sa kingdom of heaven. But the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Ang makakapasok ay yung tao na gumagawa ng kalooban ng kanyang Ama na nasa langit. In other words, for us to say that Jesus is Lord, if we acknowledge the Lordship of Christ, then the proof, the evidence of that is our obedience to the will of Christ. Let me reword it. Acknowledging the Lordship of Christ will be proven true by your obedience to the will of Christ. Hindi natin pwedeng sabihin Lord, pero hindi naman natin sinusunod ang kanyang kalooban sa buhay natin. So how does that connect with discipling the nations? So when your pastor challenges you to pray, when your pastor challenges you to go, when your pastor challenges you to give your faith pledges, this is not about you and your pastor. This is about you and God. Why? Because the agenda of missions, the agenda of supporting missions, the agenda of going to missions is not the agenda of your pastor. This is not a man-made initiative. The initiative, the plan and the purpose to reach the nations is of God. And so if you acknowledge Him as Lord, if Jesus is truly Lord in your life, then you will obey, you will be a part of missions, you will pray, you will give, or you will go. If Jesus is Lord of our lives, then we have no other recourse but to submit to His will. Let me say that again. If Jesus is Lord of our lives, then we have no other recourse but to submit to His will. And so if God is calling you today to pray more, to download maybe a prayer calendar, or maybe to obtain the list of missionaries, if God is convicting you to spend more time in prayer, if God is convicting you to give more to missions, if God is convicting you to set aside an amount for missionaries, if God is convicting you maybe to actually give up, to give up your comforts, to give up your prestige, to give up your treasures, and to actually go, then if Jesus is your Lord, you have no other recourse but to submit to His will. Why did we have to go to missions? Why did we go to missions? It's because it was His will. We have other opportunities. My wife is a doctor. I am a doctor. We have opportunities, but plain and simple, it was not His will that we pursue our careers. We could have, but then that wasn't the issue. The issue was God wanted us to go. Likewise, in your case, will you go? If you understand the Lordship of Christ, you will go. And let me clarify this. His Lordship is founded on relationship. His Lordship is founded on relationship. What will fuel your obedience to God? What will fuel your obedience to God is your love for God. John 14:15, Jesus says, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." What will fuel your obedience to God is your love for God. Number three concept, and I will end here, is sacrifice. Jesus expects sacrifice from His followers. Matthew 16:24, then Jesus said unto His disciples, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me." Luke 9:23, and He said to them all, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me." Taking up your cross means sacrifice. It's no longer your will be done, but His will be done. It's sacrifice. It's not comfortable. It's not comfortable. Someone went to Jesus and said, "I will follow you." But the first thing Jesus said, "Foxes have holes, birds have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay His head." There's not even a pillow. Jesus was letting him know that if you really want to follow me, there will be sacrifice. The question is, are you willing to sacrifice? If Jesus gave His life and sacrificed His life, should we not sacrifice our lives if God so calls us to do so? If God calls us to sacrifice our time so we can pray more, if God calls us to sacrifice our riches so we can give more, if God calls us to sacrifice our profession so we can go, should we not sacrifice for Jesus, sacrifice everything? Should we not as well sacrifice for Him? I will end with this. So will you take time to pray? Will you give? Will you go? If you understand God's vision, if you understand the Lordship of Christ, if you understand sacrifice is expected from His followers, how can you say no? Your only option is yes. Father, thank You so much for Your sacrifice. Thank You, Father, for Your great love. Thank You, Lord Jesus, that You followed the will of Your Father. In the Garden of Gethsemane, You said, "Not my will, but Your will be done." Lord Jesus, You demonstrated to us the heart of the Father to reach not only Israel, but to reach the nations. Father, I pray for each one that is listening this morning, Lord, that you will open their eyes and grant them a clear vision of your heart to touch the nations. This is not the agenda of Pastor Chad. This is not the agenda of the Assemblies of God. This is your agenda, Lord God. You desire that every tongue, every tribe, every nation would come to know the love and salvation of Jesus. Lord, I pray, give us the strength that we need to submit to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Help us, Father God, to submit to the Lordship of Christ. Father, I pray that you would enable us by the power of your Spirit, that we would be able to sacrifice as much as you have sacrificed your life for us. Lord, I pray, bless every person that has heard your message this morning. Lord, work in their hearts, transform their lives, Lord, that they too will become partakers, they too will become partners, they too will become participators in reaching the nations for your glory, for your kingdom, for your honor. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen and amen.
Nawa kayo ay napagpala ng mensaheng ito. Para sa karagdagang impormasyon, mag-online at bisitahin ang ics.church o ilike kami sa facebook.com/icschurch.